sparks glide through the air.
Glide through the air, that's right. It wouldn't hold them up to go this way level, but it'll hold them up enough to they can go from one tree to another. It's made that way.
Do you know if you have chipmunks or ground squirrels, something like that?
We do. Ground squirrel. Wait now. Oh, we have what's called groundhog. But the chipmunks, I don't know about the chipmunk, but I think they hear some words in the country. Yeah. But I know we got a groundhog.
That's it. Did you know after that big rain we had yesterday, did you hear any frogs making a racket?
Yeah.
What kind would those be?
I call them rain frogs. They don't know when to get satisfied. More rain, the more they holler.
Right.
Down in that pond, we have a lot of them down in the pond.
Are those the little ones?
Yeah, little big fellas. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what's that great, what's the big one that makes that deep?
That's bullfrogs. Makes that old bellowing kind, yeah. Kind of to eat.
Right. You ever had any frog legs?
Yeah.
I never had.
I've tried them. They eat pretty good. Something like fried chicken. But I've never eaten any of them, just a few to try.
Do you have a frog that stays around land mostly, around your garden, doesn't go in the water much?
That's what's called a toad. They live on the ground, toad frog, most of them.
What about these animals that have a hard shell and they pull in their head and legs, you know?
Turtles, gophers.
What's that?
A turtle and a gopher are different, you know, they're both pearls. And then they got these old, what you call these things? Coming out so much now. And they probably got a hard shell too, like that. I can't call the name of them now. But they pretty well all over the whole world now.
But a gopher stays on the ground.
Oh, you see, he stays in the hole. He gets in the hole. He dens in the ground. And a turtle, he just can fill the post. You know, but he will, now these box-tailed turtles, they will go in a wet place and sink themselves. Mm. I've seen them do that. I don't know how long. I guess they stay the winter there.
I see. What about, talking about seafood? These things that are in a shell. Some people talk about eating them on the half shell. I think pearls grow in them, you know. You call them...
Wouldn't be crabs.
Well, no, these things, you can fry them or you could eat them raw. Oysters.
Like oysters?
Yes.
Oysters? Yeah. You said something about shelling them. I think he used me as some kind of a water food that you could eat partly in the shell and just take them partly out.
Yes.
No, but oyster, you take them all away.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
I like them.
Do you like these little old fan-tailed ones, animals that you find in the ocean too? Some people like them, some kind of cocktail, shrimp.
Well, they got these shrimp, and then there's crab. These shrimps are got little fan tails, but they grow to be about that long, I reckon. What about that away, some of them?
Oh, they're pretty big.
Yeah, I saw big. Yeah, I see them.
Well, do you have these things that you find them in freshwater creeks? They look like little lobsters. They got claws. Some people use them for bait, some people eat them.
Oh, that's crabs too.
Well,
freshwater crab.
Freshwater crab?
Yeah.